Hey guys, welcome to the podcast of Warcraft. Today is January 5th, 2010. This is the very first episode of Podcast of Warcraft. I am your host, Garrett Swenson, and I just want to tell you a little bit about the show real fast before we get into the mix of things. I am the host of another podcast called WoW Update. I stopped making WoW Update about summer of 2009 because my fan base is really low and the show layout was a little odd. So I thought I would start fresh right now with Podcast of Warcraft, get things started off right, and just make a fresh, clean start and try and make a new name for the podcast out there. So, all right. So, first things first, to any listeners, if you want to send in any sort of questions, or you can either write a text question, or you can attach an audio file with a question, and I would play it. I'd insert it right into the show. You would get yourself out there. Any promotions, anything like that, I could do too. You can email me at podcastofwarcraft@gmail.com. So that's all right there for you, and you can just send me anything you feel like it, and I'll put on the show, and I'll try my best to answer your question the best of my ability. Okay, so now that's out of the way, let's jump right into the news. Okay, in the news for today, I first want to bring up a story reported by www.wow.com. They're a very good source of World of Warcraft news, rumors, all those sorts of things. And what happened is basically this teenager ran away to live with this 42-year-old mother of four in Texas that he met on WoW. Now here's the story. There's a 16-year-old boy in Ontario had an online affair with a 42-year-old mother of four in Texas. They met in WoW, but much of the affair took place in MSN chat. The parents knew of the relationship for over a year. The boy told the woman that he was 20 and he was really 16. The consenting age in Ontario, Canada is 16. The boy had a history of addiction to WoW, had seen a counselor, and was given computer privileges again as a reward for good behavior. She came to visit him for the Christmas holidays and asked him to meet her in a hotel. He asked his parents for permission, but they said no. He snuck out at 2 a.m. and went with her to the hotel anyways. The parents and local authorities made a plea to the public for a safe return. The boy and woman were spotted together in public 2 days later and brought in. And the boy is home safe, and the woman is not being charged in anything. So, really, that's like, that's an odd, I mean, I don't know how many times I think this happens. Like, this probably isn't so rare as people may think. Like, this probably happens a good amount of time, you know? Like, this probably isn't, you know, it's probably not that rare anymore, especially in today's world where people are spending a lot more time on the internet, playing video games, in chat rooms, on social networking websites, things like that. The amount of opportunities that this can happen are now greatly increased because of those things that are being out there, and especially with WoW, with so many players and how many people you meet up with and how much is there for you to be connected to. It's the opportunity, the chance of this happening is really high, and I don't think this is a rare occurrence at all. In fact, I'm pretty sure it happens a lot more than some people might think. I'm pretty sure it happens maybe 3 or 4 times a year. Actually, probably more than that even. And maybe not even running away to other people, but just running away from home because something that happens in the game, something happened like that with Call of Duty 4. This kid was told he couldn't play Call of Duty 4 anymore, and he ran away from home. You know, things like that happen all the time in today's world, so parents and things like that need to be really cautious if their kids are showing addictive behavior or obsessive behavior over something. And if they start, you know how people act, and when they don't act that same way anymore, there is cause for concern, because things like this can overtake your life. But anyways, on to the next story. Is Blizzard's official movie contest. Okay, basically, what it is it's called the World of Warcraft Rise to Power Movie Contest. Basically, they want you to make a machinima based in Azeroth, World of Warcraft setting. It's an opportunity for you to make your skills and show how good of a movie you can make. The four winning entries will receive a $2,400 credit towards an Alienware desktop or laptop. So you make a machinima. The best four of all the submitted machinimas will be taken out. They'll be hand-picked. I'm pretty sure they have a table of judges that are going to be looking. And the top four win $2,400 towards the Alienware laptop. And my understanding of it is that it's not cash. They don't give you cash or check or anything like that. What they're giving you is a credit on the Alienware website that you can spend toward a computer. It's basically like an e-gift card. So no, you're not getting this in cash, because they're assuring, since the contest is also sponsored by Alienware, that you are getting an Alienware laptop and you're not going to go out and buy something else with it. Okay, well, that about wraps up the news for today, so let's get back to the show. Okay guys, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how I started playing WoW, why I started playing it, when I started playing it, all these sorts of things. I started playing World of Warcraft back in 2005, about 3 months after its launch. So I didn't get in right as it launched, but I got in pretty quickly. From the very beginning I was in on WoW, and I've kept my subscription. I learned about it while watching my brother play Diablo 2. He was on his login screen, and it says there's an ad, because there's ads on the login screen. It said something about World of Warcraft and a free trial. So I checked out worldofwarcraft.com, because I knew a lot about the Warcraft setting. I'd played the three games. You know, I knew what it was about. I got the free trial. I played the 20 days. Because it was back then, it was 20 days, way more than it is now. And I liked it a lot. I had a character made. I had gotten him up to a high level, well, not a high level, but the max level that I was able to get him to on the trial. I really wanted to try and see how far the game would get me. So I went out and bought it, and I played the game, and I really, really liked it. And that's when I started. That's how I started, and everything from there is history. Well, this is going to be a short episode today, guys. I hope to have my co-host from WoW Update on here, Shane, recently, within the next two episodes or so. I'm going to try and make these pretty frequently. So please subscribe on iTunes. Remember to send me things at podcastofwarcraft@gmail.com. Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate you guys listening and watching the show. Anything would be helpful. I'll play anything over the air that you can send me, attachments of audio files. Now, I need you to send me MP3 or WAV files. I can't take any, like, saved file with extensions or anything like that. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll see you later.